my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus said this prayer the night before he was crucified. It is often called his high priestly prayer. In this prayer, Jesus intercedes with God on behalf of his disciples, both those standing in front of him and those in the future, including us. Jesus pours out his heart in this prayer. It is a cry of the heart of perfect love, and it is the prayer of perfect faith. Jesus knows his disciples' weaknesses all too well, but he also knows the Holy Spirit will take care of them. Jesus lived a life of prayer. He prayed before making decisions. He prayed before healing, prayed before feeding thousands of hungry people. He prayed alone, and he prayed in community. On the cross, in his deepest agony, Jesus prayed. Prayer was the heartbeat of his ministry. And prayer is the heartbeat of First Emmanuel. So today, I'm going to talk about the power of prayer. In James chapter 15, verse 6, we're reminded that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. As Lutherans, we understand prayer as an ongoing conversation with God, grounded in faith, shaped by grace. We don't pray to earn favor or to get what we want. Prayer is not a promise of magic, nor is it a guarantee that God will respond the way that we expect. Prayer is a holy invitation, a call into relationship, a trust, and a faith that we will be heard. We pray because God loves us. We pray because Jesus prayed, and we pray because the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. But let's be honest. Prayer can be difficult. Sometimes we don't know what to say. Sometimes we're too angry, too tired, too heartbroken. Sometimes we defer to our church leaders for prayer. And we may cringe at the thought of being asked to pray aloud in front of others. Partly, maybe, because of stage fright. But it may also be from this idea that a pastor or deacon's prayer carries more authority and weight, and this is not true. The day I started seminary, for some odd reason, I instantly became the one to say grace at family dinners. But praying is not the purview of a pastor, certainly not me. I have heard powerful, faith-filled prayers by many of you. Encouraging others to lead in prayer is one way of equipping and empowering our faith. If you don't know what to pray, start with the Psalms. The Psalms are prayers to God. Don't worry if you don't think you have the right words. Prayer is not about perfect words. It's about being present, about turning our hearts, however broken or confused, towards the one who hears us. Luther taught us that prayer is not about changing God's mind, but about changing ours. Through prayer, our hearts are softened, our eyes are opened. We begin to see others not as burdens, but as neighbors. We're moved to action, to care, to serve, to advocate for justice. Prayer does not separate us from the world's suffering. It just deepens our connection to it. There is power in praying together. In community, we hold each other's grief and hope. When we pray together, we pray for not just healing from illness, but for healing of injustice, division, and despair. Do you know when we pray together, we not only formed into the body of Christ, but our actual bodies change. When we pray together, we experience stress reduction, increased connection, and a sense of shared purpose. Praying can lower stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, can slow our heart rate, lower our blood pressure, and increase feeling calm. Praying together can increase the release of oxytocin, which is a hormone that creates feelings of safety, connection, and well-being in our brains. Praying together reminds us we're not alone and that our prayers are heard. When we pray together, your kingdom come, we're not only asking God to act, we're inviting God to act through us. So, dear church, let's pray boldly. Not because we have the right words, but because we have a faithful God. Let's pray without ceasing, not with just our lips, but with our lives. Let us pray together as the body of Christ. And let us trust that our prayers are being heard and the Spirit is at work, doing more than we can imagine. This reminds me of a song called "I Can Be a Christian by Myself" by Avery and Marsh. And here are some of the lines. I can be a Christian by myself. Leave my dusty Bible on the shelf. I'll sing a hymn and pray a bit. God can do the rest of it. My heart's the church. My head's the steeple. Shut the door and I'm the people. I can be a Christian by myself. I'll break some bread and drink some wine. Have myself a holy time. I'll take the offering and then I'll know where the money's gonna go. So please remember, Lord, when I die, give me my own cloud in the sky. After this life with its labors, don't bug me with needy neighbors. One cannot be a Christian by oneself. Neither can a congregation exist by itself. We are dependent upon each other, and we are all dependent upon God. And prayer is what unites us. Just as Jesus prayed for us, we pray for each other. Let's ask each other, how can I pray for you? So, dear church, come to the table and be fed. Then go and pray. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.